either you lose again or you're so full that you become more and more unhappy again. It's too much. I'm traveling all the time, first class. I'm eating thrice a day in the best restaurants. I've got all the men and women I want. They all run after me because I'm so wealthy. I can't take anymore. It's all so unreal. It's all so meaningless. So when you don't, you no longer expect the world to make you happy. With the world means what I've just listed: possession, place, person, to fulfill you. Please make me happy. And when you don't have that expectation anymore, when the world, which really comes down to the form that this moment takes, is allowed to be as it is right now, internally, it is allowed to be as it is. There you are. This is the form that this moment takes. It is as it is, and it is allowed to be as it is. Then life becomes very satisfying. Because you don't expect your satisfaction from that form. Your satisfaction comes from the allowing of this form, which takes you to a deeper place, to a place of great spaciousness within. Because there's suddenly, when you allow this moment, there is space around this moment, inner space, one could say. And that is a space of peace and stillness around even the most seemingly unpleasant event. Oh. Oh. And that is deeply satisfying. And it doesn't depend on what happens or does not happen. Another word for this is surrender to life. It doesn't mean you become weak. The opposite is you are very weak when you are not surrendered to life. When you are surrendered to life, life flows through you, the very intelligence that underlies the entire universe moves through you and can express itself fully through you. You become strong in surrender, not as a little egoic entity. Deeper, not by cutting yourself off, not better than, no, not through comparison, from a deep place within. Oh. So there is another way to live. A shift is possible, not only possible, it has become absolutely necessary for humanity to step out of the collective dysfunction of the human mind. And that's why we are here, and why this teaching, so-called teaching, which isn't a teaching really that comes to you from the outside, it arises from within. If it were not arising already from within you, you wouldn't be here. It's as if you were listening to the truth being spoken from within you. That's really how it is. And you recognize the truth. It's so obvious. When you look at the dysfunction, it's so obvious. Denying the now, making it into an obstacle, an enemy, how absurd. And going beyond, it's so obvious that you can live differently without needing, again, not falling into the error that you need to become something that you are not now. I need to become enlightened at some future point. I need to work towards that. One day I'm going to make it. You've fallen into the same mental trap again, which is projecting a future self that is seen to be perfect,